Here is a fact that stops most people cold. A single electron, fired alone through two slits, one at a time, still produces an interference pattern on the detector behind it. Not a smear, not a blur, a precise, striped interference pattern, the kind you only get from waves overlapping. That one result dismantles the entire Newtonian picture of reality. The mandatory facts from quantum physics are unambiguous on this point. Particles arrive as localized, discrete impacts, yet repeated runs build a wave-like interference pattern. The electron is not splitting. It is not sneaking through both slits like a tiny marble, rolling in two directions at once. Something far stranger is happening, John, and that strangeness is the actual starting point for understanding quantum mechanics. Think of a calm pond. You drop one stone, and ripples spread outward in every direction. Now think of a particle. You expect it to travel in a straight line, hit one spot, done. The Newtonian trap is assuming the subatomic world works like that second image. It does not. The double-slit experiment exposes two central quantum features simultaneously: probabilistic outcomes and the complete failure of classical particle versus wave categories to describe a quantum system. Here is the key idea. When neither slit is monitored, the interference pattern appears. The moment you place a detector at one slit to find out which path the electron took, the interference pattern disappears. The act of obtaining which path information changes the result. That is not a measurement error. That is not imperfect equipment. It is a fundamental feature of how quantum systems behave. So what is actually traveling through those slits? The answer is a wave function. A wave function is a mathematical description used to calculate the probabilities of different measurement outcomes. It is not a physical wave of water or air. It is a wave of probability amplitude. The squared magnitude of the wave function gives you the probability density for finding the particle at any given location. Now, the interference pattern is produced by adding quantum amplitudes before calculating probabilities, not by simply adding probabilities directly. That distinction matters enormously. It is why interference appears at all. The de Broglie relation makes this concrete. A particle's wavelength equals Planck's constant divided by its momentum. Every moving particle, John, has a wavelength associated with it. Electrons, atoms, and even some molecules have all been shown to produce interference patterns under the right conditions. Wave-particle duality is not a quirk of light alone. The key idea here is complementarity, a principle associated with Niels Bohr. Particle-like and wave-like behaviors are mutually exclusive descriptions in any given measurement context. You can set up an experiment to reveal wave behavior, or you can set it up to reveal particle behavior. You cannot force both at once. A delayed choice experiment with a single ultra-cold metastable helium atom confirmed this directly. The measurement arrangement itself determines whether interference or which path information is observed. That means the question you ask of a quantum system shapes the answer you get. This is not philosophy. It is a documented experimental result. For example, photons in a dimmed double-slit experiment still produce individual detector hits, never fractional impacts, yet the pattern they build over time is unmistakably wave-like. The result of a quantum experiment depends on which observable or measurement arrangement is selected. The takeaway from all of this is precise and non-negotiable. Abandon the mental model of subatomic particles as tiny solid objects traveling defined paths. Replace it with probability waves, mathematical descriptions that spread across space and encode every possible outcome simultaneously. A quantum state can exist as a superposition, a linear combination of multiple allowed states at once, until a measurement forces a single outcome. That is not weirdness for its own sake. That is the actual operating logic of the universe at small scales. Remember this rule as you move forward. The electron does not have a hidden location you simply failed to detect. Its position is genuinely undefined until measured. The wave function is not ignorance. It is the most complete description nature allows. In the next lecture, we will build directly on this, moving from the particle wave trap into the superposition strategy, where that probability cloud becomes a tool rather than a mystery.